Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, 8:49 on a Thursday morning. Now, three big things.
Three.
Back to school for Wichita students.
Two.
Sedgwick County Sheriff no longer looking for missing deputy. He's out of the country.
One.
Six cops shot in standoff in Philadelphia. All expected to live. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on the Thursday morning commute. We do have police checking on the report of a possible disturbance in the 5300 block of South Mount Carmel. Traffic is running smoothly pretty much right now on the streets of Wichita here on this Thursday commute. KNSS traffic update brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. It's located downtown at Market and Waterman. You can also go online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care, Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire.
Mostly sunny today, 30% chance for rain later on at a high today of 91 degrees. 60% chance for showers and storms tonight, the overnight low 72. Friday, partly cloudy, 20% chance for rain tomorrow at a high of 94. Now mostly cloudy, southeast wind at 9 miles per hour and 73 degrees. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, the Glenn Beck Program. They're going to be talking about the global economic slowdown. Is it deepening? That's coming up. Glenn Beck at 9 o'clock this morning. Americans spent more at retail stores and restaurants in July, a sign that concerns over weakening economic growth and a persistent trade war that have roiled financial markets have yet to dampen consumer confidence. Retail sales rose a healthy 0.7% last month, after a 0.3% gain in June, the Commerce Department is reporting. 0.7%, that's a big gain in 1 month. Online retailers, grocery stores, clothing retailers, and electronics and appliance stores all reported strong gains. So some good news there. In the latest survey on smartphone use, the average adult spends 3 hours and 25 minutes on their phone every day, 52 minutes of which is spent on social media. That number a little light. Ted spends about 15 minutes on the cell phone every day there. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And stocks took a beating Wednesday.
Markets sold off on Wall Street. All indices closed at or near their session lows. The Dow fell more than 800 points, its biggest loss in 2019. S&P 500 down more than 85 points. The NASDAQ down by more than 242 points. On the S&P 500, all 11 out of 11 groups close lower. Energy, consumer cyclicals, tech, the heaviest weights. Yields on two-year U.S. Treasuries rose above 10-year Treasury yields for the first time since 2007. This inverted yield curve scares investors. Historically, this pattern has preceded most recessions, including the last big one. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Deirdre Bolton, Fox News.
Good news about a Cessna jet. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, Textron Aviation clearing a hurdle. The Federal Aviation Administration issuing an exemption for the Cessna Citation Longitude business jet. That could mean certification for the new airplane could happen by the end of next month. Certification has taken longer than expected. Type certification and deliveries are expected in the third quarter. We can put Boeing's slow July into more context. The 19 deliveries last month was the company's lowest aircraft output in more than a decade. The last time Boeing delivered fewer than 20 airplanes, President Barack Obama was still president-elect. It's the lowest output since November of 2008. There was a machinist strike during that fall. The KSU Foundation reporting a record high in donations. The university saw giving of $212 million in fiscal 2019. 53% of the donations came through endowed gifts, pledges, and deferred gifts. Endowment giving was the highest in 5 years. Donors established 208 new scholarships, up more than 22% from the previous year. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Scientists in New Zealand say they found fossilized bones from an extinct monster penguin. that was about the size of an adult human and swam the ocean some 60 million years ago.
Oh, my.
They say the previously undiscovered species is believed to have stood about 5 feet 2 inches tall and weighed up to 176 pounds, about the size of Mitch Holthus.
My gosh.
It's believed to have been one of several species of giant penguins that thrived soon after dinosaurs died out.
Oh, my.
How come we haven't seen some sort of a movie made about that?
Penguin Park.
Yeah, Penguin Park. Oh, man. Or the prehistoric tuxedo guys or something like that.
Oh, gosh.
The giant penguins from yesteryear. Interesting. All right, Ted, had a great morning this morning. Coming up on tomorrow on Friday, Secret Sound.
Secret Sound tomorrow during the 7 o'clock hour.
Could win a couple of pizzas. Be listening for that tomorrow with Steve and Ted. And coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, 6 cops wounded in Philadelphia standoff. We're going to have that story coming up at 9 o'clock right here on KNSS as we cover the news for you today and all day long. And thank you for listening. Wait a minute. I'm a minute out. I better talk about something else. I misread my clock.
Of course, we might have some.
Yeah, what else we got going on?
Got the possibility of severe weather. You never know. If something does develop, we'll get you fixed up and what you need to know.
As right now, we're not seeing. As a matter of fact, I'll just take a quick look at the radar here, the KNSS Weather Center radar.
Yeah.
There is something brewing down around Medicine Lodge. There is a wide area of showers down. And, of course, that is 80, 90 miles from here, right, Ted? And it's moving very slowly, sort of to the east, but very slowly. So we could see some showers in a few hours here in Wichita, around south central Kansas. But again, if there's any severe weather to tell you about, we're going to keep you posted right here, as we always do, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. But, for now, it looks like things are pretty clear, at least for the next couple of hours, around south central Kansas. Thank you again for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day long. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Today's high again, 91 degrees, and right now, mostly cloudy and 73 degrees.
Dear Wichita, I just can't get enough of you. Your curves, your gardens, your flourishing downtown, yes, even your construction. Hey, that means progress. I'd fly with you all day. Seriously, you and...
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.